We've been studying for the last few weeks on the 12 apostles. These men were characters with character. Today I'm on the second lesson on the character of Thomas. Some like to call him Doubting Thomas or Doubting Didymus. But let us not forget, Thomas is one of those that Jesus sent forth to preach the gospel, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils." These are the words that Jesus told Thomas along with the other apostles. Altogether, there are some 8 scriptures in the New Testament in which Thomas is mentioned, of which 4 are the list of the apostles. Although the references may be somewhat scarce, which from them we can gain a fair conception of the style and character of the man Thomas. As far as the gospel history is concerned, we know absolutely nothing about the kinsman of Thomas, or his place of residence or occupation. The first 3 gospels give us nothing but his name, and as we have seen with Philip, we are indebted to John for the few but interesting particularities, giving Thomas flesh and blood, making him stand out before us a real man with these impressive qualities from which we can learn much. That Thomas was a Jew is certain, and in all probability, he was a Galilean. From legendary materials, we gather that he was born of poor parents who brought him up in the trade of fishing, instructing him in the knowledge of the scriptures. The New Testament is silent as to when and how Thomas came to be a disciple. The first mention of his name is when our Lord chose the 12 and sent them in pairs. It is John who in his gospel gives us a small insight into the character of John. Yet the little he does tell us about Thomas is enough to help us understand him. We may even feel that we know more about him than some of the other apostles, of whose lives we have more information. Thomas appears on the sacred page without reference to the circumstances of his call to follow Jesus. Thomas must have listened to his voice and teachings, and stirred by the Holy Spirit, surrendered his life to the claims of the Savior, leaving all to follow him. Jesus, knowing the hearts of all people, and need not that any man should tell him, must have seen something in Thomas that constrained him to select him as an apostle. Jesus did have options, but he chose Thomas and the other 11 out of a multitude of disciples. Just like you and I, he chose us out of a multitude of individuals. In John chapter 11 and verse 16, we get a good picture of the character of Thomas the apostle. This picture should represent all of us who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. Thomas had not journeyed far in his apostleship before he manifested a willingness to undergo the saddest thing that might happen to all of the 12, namely, fellowship in the Master's death. Learning of the death of Lazarus, Jesus resolved to go to Bethany to raise his friend from the dead. But the rest of the apostles sought to dissuade him from going to Judea because of the religious leaders there who plotted to kill him. But not Thomas. Thomas spoke up and said that they should not hinder the Lord from doing what he desired, though it might cost them their lives. Let us also go, that we might die with him. This brave decision implied that instead of raising Lazarus from the dead, they themselves might go with Jesus to their own graves. Does not the words of Thomas glow with a love deep and true for the Master? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.